paragraph Ches, V'alkein, and therefore, Bo'eis shegozaz noval tsoinoi, the osa suda, when the Rosha, the evil wicked noval, the husband of Avigail, when he was shearing the wool of his sheep, and he made a banquet at that time, ki oz ba'ez gizas hatsoin, because as we learned earlier, at the time of shearing the wool of the sheep, dahainu shegoizizin halochis, that represents the rabbis, the great tzaddikim, who are shearing halochis from the Torah Shebal Peh. Umamshichim hamakifin anal, and they're drawing makifin, they're introducing new das into the world. Oz oile hamalchus lekabel parnosa. That's a special time, a special opportunity when the malchus goes up to receive its parnosa from these makifin. V'zoichin bo'achilo lehoras harotzen hanal kanal. And that's also a special opportunity, a special time, when if a person is eating properly, they can attain this he'oras harotzen, which is another example of these makifin, a very high-level, deep connection with Hashem. Alkein oz sholach David elov she'yiten loy misudosoy. That's why it was at that opportunity when Novel was sharing the wool from the sheep and they were making this banquet, that's when David HaMelech sent a message to Novel, can you please give me and my soldiers food to eat? Can we have share some of your food? Can we join in the party? Ki be'emes ikar hasuda shaycho elov le'David HaMelech. Because the truth is that this meal, this banquet by the sharing of the wool of the sheep, is most closely associated with David HaMelech. Ki ikar haparnoso al yedei haMelech shu b'chinas malchus. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moharan that the parnoso of the entire Jewish nation comes via the Melech, via the king. He's the malchus. She'oilo lekabel haparnoso miyam haChochma. The malchus rises up to the sea of Chochma to receive its parnosa from there. Sheshom hamakifin, that's where these makifin are, in this yam haChochma, shehem bechinas gizas hatsoin, that corresponds to this sharing of the wool of the sheep. Asher al kein ikar malchus David nimshach al yedei gizas hatsoin shel Yehuda kanal, and that's why the main kingdom of David HaMelech was initiated by the sharing of the wool of the sheep of Yehuda. That's when Yehuda met Tamar. That's when the whole Malchus of David HaMelech was born. V'alkein sholach David Elov. And this is why David HaMelech sent a message to Novel. And in his message, he included these special words. Va'amtem koy lechoy. Hey, this is to life. Interesting, amazing that we're saying these words now. Because today, hundreds of thousands of Jews in Mitzvah are going to be going to Miron, and in Miron, and all over Eretz Yisrael, and all over the world, they're going to be singing this song. Va'amartem koy lechoy, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, va'amartem koy lechoy, these words. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. Why did David HaMelech include these words in his message to Novel, when he was asking Novel for food? Lechoy means light, to life. Ki ze ho ikar. Because this is the most important thing, Lirois, to see to it, Shetia Hagiza Bigdusha, that when you're shearing the wool from the sheep, there should be a holiness there. By giving the Koyein his portion, Kede Lizkoi Salidei Zeh Lechaim Hanim Shochem Yamakifnanal, and thereby be able to draw life that comes from the Makifin. Because as the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, and as Rabbeinu Zal points out over there, these makifin are associated with long life. We said before that the simpler, if I want to tell you something that's simple and easy, something more complicated could take me 2 hours or 2 months to explain to you. The higher the level of das, the more time it takes to explain, and the higher a level of time it represents. We mentioned the example of the Arizal, who told one of his students that the secrets that I just learned in my sleep about Balak and Bilam would take me 80 years to explain to you one of these secrets. So we see that when you're talking about Makif and this high-level Das, We're talking about arichas, long, long life. We're talking about the olam haba, where life is yom shekulay oruch, as it's called. Kimi she'eino izoicha logos tzoyne b'kedusha, a person who does not share the wool from his sheep with holiness, dahainu she'poigem bereishis hagez la'kohen, he goes against this mitzvah of giving the first shearings to the kohen, azai eino izoicha l'elvush n'kedushanal. That person is not zoicha to holy garments, lehalbish ho'er b'hadrogo b'midah kanal, meaning to take the light and put it into garments, put it into vessels in a measured, proper way, where the person can absorb the light, handle the light properly. And then what happens is there's too much light, which causes destruction. That's what causes death, Rachmana Litzlan. That's what brought death to the world, when there was too much light. Ki ikar has ki ikar sitra d'maisa hu kishe poigmim b'hadas shel b'chinas ben v'talmid kanal. Because the main thing that initiates the malach hamavos, the angel of death, the forces of death, is when we are poigim in the das of the ben and talmid. Ki ikar hachayim hu hadas. Because life is synonymous with das, chochma, seichel. K'may shekosel, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, HaChochma techaye bo'oleho. Chochma gives life to the one that masters it, to the one that acquires it. Umi shezoich lahamshich hadas digdusha bo'bonim v'talmidim. Therefore, a person who is zoich to pass on this das, this holy das, to his children and students, einoy meis. That person is not considered dead. They never die. Ki hu chai loylam. He continues to live in his students and his children. Ki afilu la'achar istalkusay nishar dai toyachrov. Because even after he leaves the world, his das remains behind in the world, in his sons, in his students. Shehu ikar hachayim. That's the essence. The life of a person is his das, his brains. V'nishmosoi mislabeshes bozeh hadas shehichnis bozeh oilam bebonav talmidim. And the soul of this parent who leaves the world, part of his soul remains cloaked in the das of his children and his students. V'harei uchai v'kayim loil mayad. And therefore he continues to live in this world permanently, forever. U'kamayisham Rabbi Seinuz, like the Gemara says, Tzadikim b'misosam kruyim chayim. Tzadikim, even after they pass away, are referred to as living. V'alkein omer Rabbi Seinu Zal, and that's why the Gemara says, David shehiniach ben memalei mekoymoi, David HaMelech, who left a son behind in this world after David HaMelech passed away to fill his place, loinem Rabbi Misa. That's why the Torah does not use the word Vayomos by Dovra Melech. Kiim Shechiva. It simply says he lie down. He lie down with his forefathers. Vize Bechinas, and this is also why we say about Dovra Melech, David Melech Yisrael Chai Vekayam. Dovra Melech, the king of the Jewish people, is alive and well forever. Ki David zocho lohoer hadas beben v'talmid. Because David HaMelech was one of those people who was zoche to pass on his das to his son Shlomo HaMelech and to his students. Ki hayo yoshev b'sheves tach gemoini. Because the Gemara says that David HaMelech sat in the yeshiva. He would even sit on the floor with tremendous humility. V'limei Torah liYisrael. And he taught Torah to the Jewish people. So he was one of these tzaddikim who transmitted his Torah to students and to sons. V'alkein zocho la'asik bebinyan Beis Hamikdash. And that's why Dovra Melech was involved in the project of the Beis Hamikdash, which we said is the place of the das of the son and the student. V'nikro al shmoy. And the Beis Hamikdash is called the House of David. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says, Re'ei Beischa David. Look at your house, David HaMelech. K'may shom Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says, Ki hu zocho limtsoi mekoyim ha-Beis HaMikdash. Because David HaMelech was zocho to discover the site, the location of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Nosenthal points out in another place, even though the Beis HaMikdash itself was built by Shlomo HaMelech, and everybody believes that the Beis HaMikdash is the most important thing, we see that the Beis HaMikdash was destructible. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and could be destroyed. But Dovid HaMelech's work was indestructible. The place of the Beis HaMikdash, the site of the Beis HaMikdash, that could never be destroyed. Even today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, thousands of Jews, hundreds of thousands, millions, flock to the Kotel Maravi, to the location of the Beis HaMikdash, to be mispalel there. That's Dovid HaMelech's work. Ubeis HaMikdash hu klolius ben v'talmid. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Qumran that the Beis HaMikdash is a combination of the student, the son, and the student. And when you have the das of the son and the student, then you live eternally. When the parent leaves behind son, passes on his das to son and student, then even when the parent dies, he doesn't die, he's still living.
Whereas
a person who chas v'shalom messes up in the area of this das of the son and student, Mishom nimshach sitra d'moisach hashom. That person draws death upon themselves and upon the world. Shehu hepech hachaim, which is the opposite of life. Shehu hadas. Life is the das. Ki ikar hamisach hashom hu rak kishein zoyche lahashir hadas tiktu shachrov kanal. Because the only time a person is considered dead, chas v'shalom, is if they were not able to see to it that there should be a continuity, that their das should continue in their students, in their sons. V'alkein sholach Dovid leNovel b'gzois tzoinoi, and this is why Dovid HaMelech sent this message to Novel when Novel was sharing his sheep, va'amartem koi lechoi, and you will say to life, ki rotzo lesaknoi ulevorchoi, because Dovid HaMelech wanted to be mesaken Novel. He wanted to rectify Novel. And he wanted to bless him that his sharing of the wool should be for life. Bebchinas das. It should be an inyan of das. Bebchinas levushin, garments of holiness. Shem bebchinas gizas atzoin, like these wool sharings. Bebchinas makif nanal. Shu adas shel ben v'talmid. Sheze ikra chayim. That's true life. That's really living. Now, why Novel specifically? We spoke about Dovid HaMelech, that he's the Melech, he's the Malchus, he's the continuity. Now, how does Novel fit into all of this? Ki Novel hoya Gilgul Lavan, kemuva b'ksavim. Novel was a reincarnation of Lavan, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. That the word Lavan, the Lamed stands for Novel, the base, the Lamed stands for Lavan, the Beis stands for Bilam, and the Nun stands for Novel. The Lavan pogam b'hatzoin shegozal miyakoy. And Lavan messed up in the area of sheep. Lavan stole sheep from Yaakov Avinu. He was always looking for v'shino v'hechlefimoy aseres moinim. Yaakov Avinu said, you tricked me 100 different ways. Every way that you could rip me off, you did it. When Yaakov Avinu was taking care of Lavan's sheep. Because Yaakov Avinu was the one of the forefathers of the Jews who was zeche to produce all of his children in holiness. Shehem b'chinas ben v'talmid. Each one of his sons was a son and a student. And when was that? When was he producing these children? Be'eis she'osak b'atzoin. While he was a shepherd. While he was involved with the sheep. Because we said that by taking care of the sheep, the sharing the wool of the sheep is all about drawing this das of Ben V'talmid. So this is why Yaakov Avinu, who gave birth to the Jewish nation, he was giving birth, he was having all of those kids while he was taking care of the sheep. And that's why the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu at that time became very wealthy. Ki ikar ho ashirus v'aparnosa nimshach misham kanal. Because wealth and parnosa come from the makifin, from the das of the ben and talmid. V'lovon pogam b'chose. And Lavan was the antithesis of this. Lavan was the opposite of all of this. He messed up all of this. Ki hech lefimoy aseres moinim. He tried to to steal, to swindle Yaakov Avinu 100 times. V'rodaf es Yaakov, and he persecuted Yaakov Avinu. He chased after him. V'rotzo laker es hakol chazshon, and Lavan wanted to wipe out everything, the whole Jewish nation. V'alkein David rotzo l'sakein zois, and therefore David HaMelech wanted to make a tikkun for what Lavan did. V'sholach le'novel be'ez gizas atzoyim, and that's why he sent this message to Novel at the time of shearing the wool. Va'amartem koy lechoy, this blessing for life, sheyizke shetia hagiza bebechinas chayim, that the sharing the wool of the sheep should be to life, not to death, not like your ancestor, like you did in your previous Gilgal Lavan, where all your work was all about death. V'novel loichofetz bebrocha, however, Novel rejected the blessing. Novel wasn't interested in blessing. V'omad berishoy, he stood strong in his evil. Umorad b'malchus David, he showed disrespect to the kingdom of David HaMelech. Alkein meisalidezeh, therefore his punishment for this was, for the disrespect to David HaMelech, that he died. Ki kishein mamshichin hagizo, dahayinu amakifin b'gdusha, because when a person does not see to it that the shearing of the wool of the sheep should be done with holiness, azai bo misaydezeh chas v'shalom, then the sharing of the wool results in death, shenimshach miribuyor, which is brought about through too much light, no tzimtzum, no proper kalim. Shehu pegam halavushin kanal, that's when the clothing, when the garments are not in the proper way. V'alkein himtin lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu ad achar yom kippurim. Now listen to this. The Torah tells us there that as soon as Novel did this, he deserved a death penalty. But Hashem waited. Hashem waited till Yom Kippur, till after Yom Kippur. Ula Yoshuv, to see maybe Novel will repent. K'moisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara points out on the Pasuk there, Vayihi ke'aseres yomim, it was after 10 days, Vayigoyf Hashem es Novel. Hashem struck at Novel and killed him. V'dosh Rabbi Senuzal, our rabbis learn out from that Pasuk, Shehim ten lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu aseres yemei tshuva, that Hashem waited for Novel the 10 days of aseres yemei tshuva. Why? Because Rabbi Nizal says over there in Likut Imran, when are all sins forgiven? On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur is when we achieve the highest level of the Das of Ben and Talmud. Because on Yom Kippur, the star of Yom Kippur is the Kohen Godel. And he's doing it all in the Beis Hamikdash. That's Ben Talmud, Ben Talmud. Because on Yom Kippur, there's more action going on in the Beis Hamikdash than throughout the entire year. And remember, the Beis Hamikdash was this center of the Das of Ben and Talmud. Because Yom Kippur was the only day when the Kohen Gadol was able to go into the Holy of Holies. And that's why up to Yom Kippur, till Yom Kippur, Novel had a chance to fix this pigam. Shepogam b'malchus David, the disrespect that he showed to the kingdom of David HaMelech, be'es gizas hatzoyin, while during the shearing of the sheep. Shaydezeh pogam beben v'talmud. By doing that, Novel was pogam in the ben and Talmud. Shemishom ikar chiyus v'kiyam malchus beis David. And that's the source of the life and the establishment of the kingdom of the house of David. From where? From the Das of Ben and Talmud, from the Makifin, which is especially shining and glowing when the wool of the sheep is being shorn bigdusha in a proper manner.